إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers, in a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, which is collected in Bukhari, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said, which means, he said, avoid suspicion, do not suspect one another, because that is the worst of false tales. And then he said, do not look for the faults of others. Do not look for the faults of others. Do not spy. Do not hate each other. And do not cut off relationships with each other. And then he said, O Muslims, be brothers. I remind myself and you the importance of the Ummah, the importance of being one, of standing together shoulder to shoulder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked that so much that He revealed Quran about it, and He called this Bunyanum Marsus. He said, this is like a wall which cannot be breached. And what is it that breaches that wall? What is it that causes the biggest problems? And that is to look for each other's faults, to search for each other's faults. And of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows we all have faults. So if you want to look for each other's faults, there is no... It's very easy. It's easy to find fault because there is fault, and there is no end to that because the faults are endless. But this is something which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us against very clearly, and which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us against very clearly. In Surah Al-Hujarat, all the ayat of Surah Al-Hujarat which relate to the issue of ghibah, for example. What is ghibah? Ghibah is finding fault. Finding fault and telling others about these faults. This is ghibah. Ghibah and buhtan, two separate things. Ghibah is where there is actually a fault which you are narrating to somebody else. And buhtan is slander, which is something that you invented. The fault itself doesn't exist, which is even worse than ghibah. But even ghibat, Rasul Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu called it, he compared it to eating the flesh of your dead brother. I mean, such a terrible example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave, which should put fear into our hearts for doing something like this. But why is it that it is such a big problem? Why is it that it's such a big problem? Because it is like termites which eat at the foundation of something until the whole building collapses. And this is what ghibat does, and this is what finding fault does. And that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not search for the faults of others. Do not look for the faults of others. And that's the reason why also Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who hides the fault of his brother in this world, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will hide his faults in Jannah, in the Akhirah. The one who hides the faults of his brothers in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hide his faults on the day of judgment. Now imagine this, what would you and I give for our faults to be hidden by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment? And what is the meaning of Allah will hide the faults? It means that you will get Jannah, inshallah. Because if Allah is hiding the faults, then what is the result of Allah's hiding the faults? It's Jannah. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hiding faults means Jannah. Now imagine, think for yourself, every single fault that we search for, every single fault of the brother that we find, every single fault of the brother that we communicate to somebody else. And a lot of times this communication is unsolicited. It's not even as if the other person asked you. Right? You go and tell them, you phone them, you meet them, and you say, do you know what so-and-so did? Do you know what he said? Do you know what happened to him? He doesn't know. One of my asatiza, somebody came to him and he said, Hazrat, so and so was saying something about you. So he said to him, stop. He said, before you tell me whatever you came to tell me, he said, think of three things. Number one, is it something that is going to cause me happiness? He said, number two, is it something that is going to make me think well of the person that you are mentioning? And he said, number three, is it something that is good for you in this dunya wal akhirah? If the answer to all of these three things is yes, yes, it will cause you happiness. Yes, because of knowing this, because of knowing what so and so said about you, you will think highly of that person. And yes, because of telling you this story, my darajat will increase in dunya wal akhirah, then tell me. He said, but if the answer is no to one or more of these three things, he said, then keep it to yourself, don't tell me. Now just imagine how many times we go and tell stories. Some people do it with the best of intentions, not that they want to do, but they think it's a good thing to do. You know what so-and-so was saying about you? He was saying such and such, and it's a negative thing. Now my point is, why are you saying that? What benefit does it have? What benefit does it have? It can only cause pain to the one you are narrating it to, because it's something, you know, derogatory. By listening to that, so-and-so said this about you. Now, whatever good opinion this man had about the other person, that opinion is damaged. And third thing is, you have committed ghibat. So you lost your good deeds. So how did it benefit? This carrying of tales, how does it benefit? If somebody tells you something negative about an individual, supposing somebody tells you something about me, this is wrong with me, with Yavar Beg, then decide for yourself, is it true? If it is true, then come to me and tell me directly from you. This is what I think you did wrong, please correct it. Bas, halas. Don't say so-and-so said this, uski zarurat hai. If you think it is correct and you have evidence for that, then come and tell me. No problem. If you think it is not correct, then there is no need to say. If you think that whatever somebody said about me is false, then why are you communicating it for what? Do you think it will make me very happy? Oh, mashallah, so-and-so said this. Very, very important for us to think about this, because this is one of the most common things we do. Alhamdulillah, at least those who have iman and who have some sense of decency and some fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger, we do not go and, you know, drink, and we don't murder people, and we don't do all these bad things. But we do this, which is such a horrible thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not use such examples for other things. He used these examples for the ghibah, for searching for and finding faults of others, communicating it here and there. And that's the reason why the benefit of not doing it also is so big. Where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who hides the fault of his brothers, Allah will hide his faults on the day of judgment. This one thing is enough for us. Even in our entire life, and this is my own understanding and what is in my heart, I'm telling you, I'm not making some fatwa of Islamic law. But I'm saying that, wallahi, inshallah, in our whole life, if we hid the fault of only one person, only one fault of one person, if I was responsible for hiding it, and for that one fault, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hides my fault on the day of judgment, it is my belief about my Rabb that if He hides my fault, He will not hide only one fault. I hid only one fault of one person. But when my Rabb wants to hide my faults on the day of judgment, He will not hide only one and show the others. If Allah decides to hide, He will hide everything. He will hide everything. And then inshallah, musta'an, the hadith of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where He said, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call His slave, and He will remind him and He will say to him, on such and such a day, you did this. You knew it was wrong, but you did it. And the slave will say, Allah, that's true. And then Allah will say, on such and such a day, you did this. And he will say, Allah, this is true. And Allah will remind him one after the other of all the sins that he committed. And the slave will, what other choice does he have? He is being reminded of the one who was seeing while he was doing this. and who did not take away his sight, and he did not take away his life, and he didn't take away his sanity, and he did not take away his quwwat and his taqat and his irada. Even though he was using the faculties given by Allah to disobey Allah, but Allah did not take away those things and said, I did not give you this. I did not give you this for to do this. I didn't give you these faculties to be used in this way. So I take them back. Allah did not do that. And on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind his slave, you did this and you did this and you did this. And the slave will say, Ya Allah, that is true, Ya Allah, that is true, Ya Allah, that is true. And then the slave will say, Ya Rabbal Alameen. He will say, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Today I have been disgraced. When I was doing these things in the world, you covered me with your mercy. You hid those faults from the people. The people thought highly of me, although I was not deserving of that. You hid those faults, you covered them up. But today, before everybody, I have been disgraced. Before everybody, I have been disgraced. Because in this crowd are my parents, are my children, are my students, are my teachers. Everybody is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, my slave, turn around and look. He will say, turn around and look. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the slave will turn around and he will see that there is a curtain. He will see that there is a curtain between him and the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to his slave, oh my slave, I hid your faults in the world and I will not reveal them here. This is only between me and you. Now I have forgiven you, go into Jannah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us among those who will be called on the day of judgment, that reminded of our faults, and then we will be forgiven bighayr hisab, inshaAllah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who become the blankets of Allah, who become the lihaf of Allah, who become the curtains of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be covering the people and covering the faults of people. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for whatever we may have said about other people, and whatever faults we may have looked for, and whatever faults we may have pointed out. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to make tawbah for that, and to accept that tawbah, and to make us among those who will be known henceforth as those who hid the faults of others. And on the day of judgment, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hide our faults. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.